This is the subject of our poll at KRLD.com. Overwhelmingly, people on the website say no. When I last checked, it was more than 77%, something like that said, no way, absolutely not. But I can see where it could be beneficial. I can see having a relationship online that is completely professional, where the teachers and students could talk back and forth and maybe improve the classroom experience. Let me bring in internet law expert Travis Crabtree. He's at Looper, Reed, and McGraw. Hi, Travis.
Howdy, Scott.
Give me your take on this. Should teachers ever be friends on Facebook with their students?
I've seen teachers do that both ways. I've got a friend of mine who's a teacher, and she has 900 friends, with half of them being her students. Yeah. I think it's a matter of what is your purpose for being on Facebook. If you're a teacher that wants to share a lot about your personal life, then, of course, keep your students off.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of people who have professional profiles on Facebook, and if you want to talk about your love of teaching and share some things like that, then there's no problem with it.
Yeah, I'm the kind of guy who looks for solutions. I'm the kind of guy who wants to see school districts and teachers use technology to their advantage. One of the thoughts I had was, maybe teachers do this. I just haven't seen it. But you mentioned having professional profiles, but you could also have maybe a fan page for your class where you go on and it's so-and-so's math class, and, the students become fans, and then they can have their own virtual online interaction with the teacher. They can chat with them. They can write on the wall there. They can do all that sort of stuff. I guess people might think, though, that it just opens up more avenues for wrongdoing.
Right, and I can understand a lot of employers and school districts and others just taking a hardline approach to avoid any problems or risks rather than kind of monitoring it. But I can tell you what, as a parent of a young child, if my class had a fan page, I would love that. I would love to find out what's going on in my classroom with my kids, what's my teacher like. I want to know more about the teacher. What is she interested or he interested in outside of the classroom?
Mm-hmm.
As a parent, I could see that being a tremendous value. Again, as long as it's done professionally in a reasonable way, I could see that as a true benefit to the classroom. Because I don't know about you, Scott, but when I ask my kids what happened at school today, the answer is
nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing happened, which, of course, oh, man, you talk about sitting them down and saying, that's not true. Well, I think you're right. I think that there has to be a balance. You can go too far one way or the other. You could go to the point where you have this, like the situation in New Hampshire the other day, where a woman pleads guilty to sending nudie photos of herself to her students. But that could happen whether they were on Facebook or not.
Yeah, especially with as you get older into the high school age, the kids that are in high school. It doesn't matter if it's on Facebook. If they want to investigate you and you leave what's called a digital footprint out there of something you don't want to be found out, and I'm looking hard enough and know what I'm doing, I'm going to find it, whether it's on Facebook or somewhere else. And there are other programs. It doesn't have to be Facebook. There are sites like Ning, which allows you to create your own internal password-protected, basically social network site. It could be specifically for the classroom. A lot of online classes at universities are using sites like that where the online classroom is on a social network, so people can post about what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You can ask questions that are helpful for the entire class. It can be responded to. And it's usually invite-only, password-protected. So I think schools should really take advantage of some of these opportunities rather than just automatically saying, oh, no, this creates problems, and completely cutting it off and losing out on a great opportunity.
Yeah, and one other thing occurs to me here. It might even dissuade teachers from doing the wrong thing, because if they're smart, they would realize if they're doing something on Facebook, there'll be a record of everything, chat logs, any messages they sent to the students, anything that might be inappropriate. If a student was to come forward and say, so-and-so teacher harassed me or sent me something that was inappropriate, you would have to have the evidence of that.
Right, and you've got your social media proponents, advocates out there who are saying, look, the fact that people are putting stuff up on Facebook and our professional lives are being blended with our social lives is actually making people be more responsible and thinking twice about before they do that keg stand on a wild party on a Friday night, because it's likely going to end up on Facebook, and who's going to see it?
That's right. All right, Travis Crabtree, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott. My pleasure.